Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, the opening of Obscure Brewing in Sioux Falls. Don Choat, former brewer at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings, is co-owner of this brand new brewery located on the east side of Sioux Falls. Obscure just opened last Thursday. I stopped by Saturday for a tour and a talk. Don says they're thrilled to finally open their doors.
I am absolutely excited to open finally. It took much longer than anticipated, but it made the opening that much sweeter. We did a couple soft openings in the early part of the week. Then we had our grand opening Thursday night. And there was a moment when I turned the corner and I saw people in the tap room filled and drinking and smiling and happy about the beers. And it just kind of, I was overwhelmed with emotion at the moment. I had to take a little moment for myself and just think, this is what I wanted to do. This is what I've been trying to get to for so long. It just made me so happy. We wanted to start with a broad range of beers for, you know, different palates. We had six that we came out with, and they've all been well received. We had a few critiques as to maybe change this or whatever.
Feedback's great, right?
We had a few surprises. The Amber Ale was a little bit more of a surprise, but again, we get a lot of positive feedback, and it's kind of we thought we would change that recipe, but it's been so successful and so popular that we think, okay, I think we'll stick with this amber.
Plans for the immediate future? I mean, obviously, right now you're just dealing with people coming in, but more beers on tap, I assume?
Yes, more beers on tap. We have a porter coming up because it's not quite porter weather, but I can't stand it. I need a porter. I love porter, and it's good all year round. So we have...
good on you, because it's getting hard to find a good porter these days.
Right, so we even though it seems to be a discontinued style, it's a robust porter, so it's going to be roasty, a little bit thicker mouthfeel, and it's very pleasant. A little bit higher ABV than we anticipated, but it'll be a sipper. We do plan on breaking that porter off into a little variance, like a coffee porter and maybe something else as a surprise. We have some...
That's the beauty of a porter. You can do so much
with it. Right. And we have a few events. We have Woodgrain's Patio Party coming up. I will be at the Wing and Brew Fest in Brookings, and I want to take something up there, so I'm very excited about that. Then later we have Birvana at Monk's later in the summer. So we want to have something that is... you know, showcasing our brewery and what we're bringing to the table.
More on Obscure Brewing right after this. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we welcome a brand new brewery to South Dakota. Obscure Brewing, located in a new standalone building on the east side of Sioux Falls. The facility features a beautiful tap room and an impressive 15-barrel brew house with room for growth. That's where we caught up with Don Choat, co-owner of Obscure Brewing.
We have a lot of room for growth, and that was one thing that we struggled with in the beginning, like what size system do we get? It's sometimes really daunting to make 15 barrels of one beer because, well, number one, what if it doesn't taste good? Number two, what if it doesn't sell well? So we tried to focus like beers that we know we think will be popular. We did sign with Johnson Brothers of South Dakota to distribute it. Thank you. Yeah, no, it seemed like a really good decision on both parties. They didn't have a local brand, and they approached me, and they were like, "We really like what you're doing, and we want to, you know, really sell your beer." And they've had a lot of interest already. They really want to pre-sell my beer, but I said, "Let's get through the tap room phase first." So we told them September 1st. We would be distributing through Sioux Falls and then the surrounding communities from there. And then we also have the 3.5-barrel pilot system that we're quickly learning that maybe we should have done a little bit bigger than that even, because we wanted to do one-off beers. And one of the very popular ones is the Backcross Belgian Blueberry, which was 82 pounds of blueberry puree and 100 gallons of beer. And it's become our second most popular beer, and we also do, and the most popular beer has been Chronophobia, which is our New England IPA, and we want to do small batches of our IPAs to keep it as fresh as possible. When you make 15 barrels of an IPA, I'm a little worried, can I push this out the door quick enough? So, but that being said, we're almost out of Chronophobia, so we
made
another
15 barrels of that.
Right, maybe we need to do a 15-barrel batch of that one.
I think you were really brilliant in citing in Eastern Sioux Falls, because it's almost a separate city now.
Yes.
And nothing else is out here right now.
Yes. I have been another overwhelming part of this is so many people coming in from the neighborhood and they want a refreshing beer that's made locally. And it was just really humbling that they would think like, oh, we're so glad you're here. We've been watching your progress. And I joke around with everyone, gosh, this is so popular. I should have done this a year ago. Which is just the funny part of this, because the construction took so long and then the whole process has been so long. But now that is all in the past. We're selling beer and the community is so happy to have me.
Obscure Brewing, worth checking out next time you're in Sioux Falls. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.